Jamestown Regional Medical Center celebrates top 100 designation, lawsuit trial set for Valley City and two police officers. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For the seventh year in a row, Jamestown Regional Medical Center has been named a top 100 critical access hospital in the country. iVantage Health Analytics and the Chartis Center for Rural Health named JRMC one of the top 100 critical access hospitals in the country every year since 2014. The organization uses publicly available quality data to determine the results of the annual award. JRMC President and CEO Mike Delves says this achievement is an honor. He says it's also a validation of the work they do. He says the JRMC received this award and many others because the board and employees exceed expectations and are the difference in the lives of those they serve. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. A court date has been set in a lawsuit against the city of Valley City and two police officers stemming from the 2018 arrest of Warren Lindvold, who passed away a few days after he was arrested for suspicion of a DUI. Valley City Attorney Carl Martinek said an attorney representing the city and the police officers held a mediation session with the plaintiff that was not successful in December, so a trial date was set for June of 2021 in U.S. District Court in Fargo. Valley City Police Officers Christopher Olson and Wade Hanning, along with the city of Valley City, were served with a notice of the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court by Ayland Law Firm back in May of 2019. And North Dakota transportation officials say the final number is in on traffic fatalities last year. The State Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol says a total of 100 people were killed on North Dakota roadways in 2019. That's a decrease of 5 fatalities compared to 2018. Officials say it's the lowest number of fatalities in 15 years. That's a check of your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, be sure you follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Just search News Dakota.